الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا Allah Ta'ala has placed many, many secrets in Quran. It is like a flower that every time it opens, a new fragrance comes out. Sometimes you look at the same surah, and from that same surah, whatever is like troubling you, whatever you're thinking about, depending on the person who reads it, how he reads it, when he reads it, it's like that flower again opened and another fragrance. So this week, because I was quite busy, I didn't have much time to think really about what to say now. But when Qari Safwan read in his Salah, وَالسَّمَاءِ وَالطَّارِقِ, so I found a lot of answers in that surah. And then I will now mention those, that how every surah of Quran got a zahir. Zahir means an apparent meaning. And that apparent meaning is what we hold on firm. You can't change the apparent meaning. And every surah of Quran, every verse got a batin, an internal. And that internal is the most unique internal. It has no depth. Meaning it can never reach, you can never reach a point. It answered the questions of the past, present and future. Sahaba radiallahu anhum would say, فِيهِ نَبَأُ مَا قَبْلَكُمْ وَخَبَرُ مَا بَعْدَكُمْ. That in Quran you will find the news of what happened and the news of what's going to happen. They were not only speaking about Qiyamah and after. Quran was the guideline for the time. When Sahaba radiallahu anhum heard about major events going to happen, major events, whenever they would ask, so what's the answer at the time? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say Al-Quran. So I will just give you an example of now this surah, was-samani wa-tariq, and how it gives answers from its inside, and how it will carry on giving. The outside translation of the surah is was-samani, by the oath of the sky, wa-tariq, and by the oath of the piercing star. وَالسَّمَاءِ وَالطَّارِقِ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الطَّارِقِ. How will you ever understand what is a piercing star? Because how far the stars are, where we are. We will look at it, science will explain it. But there is nothing, like they say, the taste of the apple is in eating something. When you look at something very far, how it looks. When you have to be there, how it is. Allah Ta'ala will say, you'll never understand. What is the meaning of a piercing star? وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الطَّارِقُ النَّجْمُ الثَّاقِبُ. A star that breaks through darkness. إِن كُلُّ نَفْسٍ لَمَّا عَلِيهَا حَافِظٌ. Allah Ta'ala says, there is not a single soul except on that person Allah has placed someone to look after him. Meaning there's an angel looking at him and Allah is the one that looks after all. Alayha. And then to understand this whole system, فَلْيَنْظُرِ الْإِنسَانُ مِمَّ خُلِقُ. Allah Ta'ala says, tell man, he must look at what he was created from. خُلِقَ مِمَّا إِنْ دَافِقُ. He was created from water that squirted out, what we will call sperm. خُلِقَ مِمَّا إِنْ دَافِقُ. It came from the wife, it came from the husband. يَخْرُجُ مِنْ بَيْنِ الصُّلْبِ وَالتَّرَائِبِ. Then that thing came out and man was created, and then that man died and he went in his grave. Allah Ta'ala said, as we made him, he'll bring him back. إِنَّهُ عَلَىٰ رَجْعِهِ لَقَادِرِ. To bring that man back now, to make him was so unique. So to bring him back also, you might say amazing. Both is amazing. عَلَىٰ رَجْعِهِ لَقَادِرِ. وَالسَّمَاءَ إِذَاتِ الرَّجْعِ. Then Allah again takes an oath, by the oath of the sky, towards which a lot of things go back up. وَالْأَرْضِ ذَاتِ الصَّدْعِ. And by the oath of the earth which splits open. This is a basic tarjumah I'm making, translation. Now let's look at this translation again. Starting from the beginning. Every time you will look at Quran, the outside will be the same. But when you will have a thought in your mind and you will read it, and you will say, there I found an answer I was looking for. At the moment in the world, we have every day hearing the news of Gaza. It is a thing that has hurt the hearts of everyone. And Allah is the one that sees everything. Allah is not negligent, Allah is not ghafil, Allah is not unaware. But sometimes the thought comes to me and you, like, what's happening? So the beginning of the surah starts by the oath of the sky. Scholars mention whenever an oath comes, it is actually giving you the proof of what's going to be mentioned in the surah. Or the indication in the surah, the proof is coming. The surah is going to indicate that if you ever think that the kuffar are now so strong that there is no way Islam is going to ever be able to break through and rise again, and the surah starts, وَالسَّمَاءِ, by the oath of the sky. What's the nature of the sky? It is high and it has no pillars supporting it. At the moment, everyone, when they look at how will Gaza ever come out of the problem, always they will ask this question, which country will help them? Which country will help? And when we see no one helping, and normally we will think then they never coming out of the problem. Amazing Allah's system is, when the time comes for something to rise, it rises when there's no support. It rises when there's no support. Wassamai, by the oath of the sky. Allah's arsh was on the water. And then Allah wanted the creation, one command of Allah, and the one part just went up. That's with him. No pala. One command of Allah and Islam will rise. Before that day, whoever showed himself as a pala, that I'm your support, I always looked after you, I always aided you, one's lie will come out. At the moment, the whole world has seen. How many groups always said, we will defend, we will defend. This war started. Everyone was shown to be a liar. The hypocrisy of hypocrites came out. A country which claimed to be the defenders of humanity. We live up to principles. We do not allow war in the world. They lie came out. Now it is only governments that are voicing support for Israel. But people on the ground, even in Israel, has understood you are liars. Even in Israel, Jews have understood that Israeli ministers are liars. Many in the past thought that ours is true and the Muslims are false. Even without believing in La ilaha illallah, those very people today are saying we understood who's true and who's a liar. And whoever said we'll support you, we'll help you. The United Nations was established. When it was established, that we will ensure that zulm, oppression after world war does not take place on anyone. How many Muslims believed it? How many Muslim nations joined the United Nations? How many would sit at the tables really thinking that the day something happens, the United Nations will come? Years of lies, years of lies. One war opened up everyone's life. All support fell to the ground. Me and you, we normally see when there's no support, how is something going to go up? The beginning of the surah, was-samai. Look at the sky, and you will see it stands with no support. Meaning when Allah wants Islam to rise, it will rise so fast, and in such a unique manner, wherever the enemy thought, that let's keep our eye in that direction, they the threat. That one is the threat. They picked up the targets, who are the threats, to make sure the deen of Allah doesn't rise. But when Allah wants it to rise, it's a shaitani lobby. A shaitani lobby studies to understand that Islam to rise needs certain land, certain armies. In the literature of Islam, you will see the capital of the Mahdi is Damascus. So much of effort was made to make sure that Damascus never falls in the hand of good people. Because if there's no good people in the city, how will the Mahdi ever come? They looked in narrations, they saw a narration that when the army of the Mahdi will rise from the lands of Khorasan, they looked at the area of Khorasan, which we will call a Pakistan area, and Afghanistan area, touching in Iran area. So much of effort was made. The entire Iran, Iraq was made into what is called put under Shia rule. Everyone in Iran and Iraq is not Shia. There are so many people of the Sunnah living, but put under one rule. Syria was put under a rule of Bashar al-Assad, a Shi'i regime, a modern regime, an atheist regime. So you can't come out there. You can't come out in Iran and Iraq. Pakistan, Afghanistan. Afghanistan, how many nations came to make sure that a military must never be formed in Afghanistan? Never. How much of war, how much of killing? As for Pakistan, from the day Pakistan was formed, from the day it was formed, the man who stood up to form Pakistan was the liar himself. Biggest liar. So many ulama trusted him, then his lie came out after it. He himself was what they call an Agha Khan Shi'i. But he had to hide his identity because a Shi'i not supposed to be the president of a country of the Sunnah. His identity remained hidden for so many years. Now recently they say, let's go see where he grew up. Now they're picking up that this was an Agha Khan Shi'i. Put him in charge. Pakistan mustn't come up. Make sure India is troubling Pakistan all the time. Allah Tabarakallah allowed it. How many years we saw this? So many Muslim countries. We saw the war of Afghanistan. We saw the zulm in Syria. We're seeing what's happening in Pakistan. But when Allah Tabarakallah wants things to happen, the whole world is changing. How it is changing. Number one, that awe for the Western world, by the kindness of Allah, that awe of the world, the United States of America, that awe is now leaving the hearts of people. Now it is a hatred. Now it is a hatred for evil. It is a hatred for the people of evil. It is a hatred for their ways. The zulm has shown the reality to the world. Afghanistan, how much they tried, finally they had to go. As soon as they went, they saw an entire military was created of it. Years and years of banging, supposed to make something flat. They banged in Afghanistan, banged, and as soon as they left, they found an entire army of Islam. How it happens? Allah's one command, rise. Syria, Bashar al-Assad and his father, the amount of zulm that they made for so many years. One command of Allah, everything collapsed. You look around, you find, where did these fighters come from? Who gave them targhib? Who gave them that shock, that enthusiasm? Who talked to them about the word jihad fi sabilillah? The scholars were killed, there was no one to talk to them. Allah's one command, it rose. And as those two countries have already risen, in the next few years you will see many more rising. Many more. For Almighty Allah's system is such, when the time for a king is close, then before the rise of the king, Allah creates the environment for the king. Allah has created people who will come at the end. One is the man who is known as Al-Mahdi. That will not be his name, it's a title. But he will not be one man who will come and he will say, I'll fight the world. He'll be a man. He'll be a man. Mahdi means rightly guided, inspired. But for him, Allah will create an environment. That environment is being created. Every day we're seeing, as the sky stays without any pillar, we're seeing the rise of Islam in the world at the moment without any pillar. It's just happening. You see non-Muslims reading the kalima, you ask them, who gave you dawah? They will say, no one gave me dawah. They said, I heard what's happening in Gaza. I looked at it. I looked at people who are being bombed and I saw their faces. And that face made me understand there is some truth in this faith. I asked my friends, how do they have such courage? The friend will say, they read something called Quran. I said, what is that Quran? No one to give dawah. No one. So finally that non-Muslim says, I have to go search for Quran myself. Where they will find Quran? On that very internet that was made to rob the world of their value and character. That's why the internet was made. It was called a net. In their very net, Allah put the hidayat of so many people in the world. Very net. Where that person was going to find the Quran? No one to give doubt. No one to tell how many non-Muslims accepted Islam. And they said, my own Muslim friend, I loved with so many years, not once gave me dawah to Islam. Not once. And then they say, now when I read kalima, he's feeling shy of me. I'm telling him, let's go pray. He said, you don't have to pray. Juma. You don't have to pray. The woman puts a niqab, she tells her sister, why don't you wear the niqab? He said, you don't have to wear it. Islam is your heart. Said, I found the one born as a Muslim, shy of the faith. When the thing rises, with no pala. Maulana Abul Hasan Ali Nadwi, rahimullah, wrote, the Tatars attacked Islam from all sides. It was called a Mongol-Tatar attack. It was wild, it was barbaric. It came to the brink where the word was, if you ever hear the Mongols defeated, Tatars defeated, you can believe anything, but you can't believe they'll ever be defeated. We are only seeing one war in Gaza. One war. And every day some people feel this is the end. The people of Gaza won't survive this one. At that time it was a war in the world of Islam. They were entering town after town. And when they were leaving it, there was no town left. No town. Said no one will ever defeat the Mongol Tatars. Tatars from one side, the Mongols from another side, falling on the Muslim world. Wild it was. Barbaric. Then he writes, they were defeated in battle, that we know. They got defeated. Hitting to the lands of Egypt, they got defeated. They were shocked with their defeat. The defeat was a defeat, a military defeat. He says that Islam started spreading amongst these Tatars, these Mongols. And it spread like fire. Like fire. He says, then we go into the books of history to look for who were those people who were giving dawah to these people. Because a nation which were like savages, barbarians, suddenly accepted Islam. They killed Muslims and now they were defending Islam. So he said, you went looking for who gave dawah to them. And he said, amazing, you'll find the names of about 3 or 4 people. 3 or 4. How did the dawah hit? Allah said, rise, and Islam rose without any support. No one knew what was happening. No one knew what made one Mongol said, I like this faith. And then his friend said, I also like it. Another one said, I also like it. One command of Allah. One command of Allah. There was no one to give the dawah. The great people were all killed. Or they were too scared. Or they were in the presence. One command of Allah. At the moment of this war of Gaza, so many of the soldiers who took part in killing so many Muslims, already they are refusing to fight any further.
Something has hit their intellect. They themselves, when they speak, they say the laws are barbaric. First time they're ever speaking of their own government. They know if they court martial, they can be executed. Something is making them say, we are tired of this war. Who knows, one day that kalima can come out from that man's tongue. Mongols read the kalima, no one gave them down. One command of Allah, because when Islam rises, you see no pillars out. Wassamai, wattariq. You will think that wherever, in this world of darkness, and the darkness every day is getting worse. Some people say there's hardly any hope. You just see problems, you see drugs, you see filth. Every day a new law is being made worse than the previous law. Every day. Allah Tabarakallah's next oath, when wassamani, by the oath of the sky, which stands so high, no pillars, by the oath of At-Tariq. وَمَا أَدَرَاكَ مَطَارِقَ. How will you ever understand the nature, the meaning of this word, At-Tariq? النَّجْمُ الثَّاقِبُ. It is a star that pierces through every level of darkness. You understand the relation to what I'm saying? When Islam is going to pierce, the whole world is dark at the moment. But the whole world was dark, and Allah's Rasul was born. He was born in the period of darkness. And he was born with no madrasa, no teacher to teach him character. He had no character. Character teacher. He had no mother to tell him, because he was at the age where his mother passed away before you reached the age of understanding. And he had no father to take him to say, my son, let me teach you character. He says, أَدَّبَنِي رَبِّي فَأَحْسَنَ تَعْدِيبِي. When he came to teaching me character, ما Allah taught it to me, and how he taught it to me. أَدَّبَنِي رَبِّي فَأَحْسَنَ تَعْدِيبِي. He was in a nation who regarded for the men reading to be foolish, girlish. If they saw someone reading a book, they would laugh. They say, that's for girls. People felt shy to read and write. In a nation who felt shy to read and write, he himself was ummi, unlettered. An unlettered enters a nation who do not like learning. Allah's one command, and before he passes away, they are the greatest men of knowledge the world has ever seen. The unlettered makes the people who hate education. In a period of total darkness, in that short space of time, Makkah Mukarramah, he got no madrasa, he got no Darul Uloom, he can't tell the people, come and learn, class will be in the morning, class will be in the night. In Makkah Mukarramah, if they want to learn, they hide and learn, hide and learn. How do you study in an environment like that? Then he comes to Medina Munawwara, there is only war, war, war. Finally, the war comes to an end. The conquest of Makkah Mukarramah. Now you're supposed to say, now let's start. Let's start. Now finally we got a Muslim army. Now let me start teaching. Almighty Allah says, when you will see victory, then it is time for you to come back. Your work is done. Just when we would have said, the work is starting. Nothing has been put up still. Nothing has been put up. Not even one university in Medina. Now is the time, let's mull it. Now Allah should have given His Nabi time, 10 years. At least have one group of students. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in a period surrounded by war, the world is in darkness, a nation who knew nothing of reading and writing, in a place where they don't have paper properly, in that place where He's telling people you have to write Quran, bring something. He's bringing a bark of the tree. He's bringing a leaf. On that leaf, he's writing it. You write something on paper today, later on you ask the person, where is that paper? He's searching his pockets. He says, hey, I don't know what happened. Paper, word ink, which doesn't smudge. He just wrote it 5 days ago, it's gone. In a time where they wrote with ink which smudges. unto bark which after a while you can't see was written. At such a time, they started writing the first verses of Quran when Iqra was revealed. It was written by few people because there was hardly anyone who knew how to write. Hardly. They memorized Iqra, but writing it, it was put somewhere in the house. 10 years of persecution. 10 years. Then they go to Medina Munawwara. He does not even tell them, make sure what you wrote in Makkah, you bring it. They're making a hijrah. They're running for their life. They're leaving behind everything. 13 years in Medina Munawwara. Now they're learning how to write. Whatever revelation comes, their memory is solid. They don't need to write it. But still he tells them, write it. They write one. Something there, he passes away. When he passes away, Abu Bakr radiallahu anh with the mashura of Umar radiallahu anh says, maybe it will be good if we gather whatever was written of Quran from the beginning. Maybe it will be good. Maybe one day so many kuffars are passing away. One day we might need to refer to it. They call his sahabi Zayd bin Thabit. He say, your job this is. He says, I make an announcement. Whoever wrote Quran in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he got witnesses, this is 23 years later. There could have been witnesses. So many passed away. At the time when no one worried about the writing, whoever wrote it, I want you to bring it. You have to think about this from how many houses small, small pieces might come. On that piece there might be one verse that was written. I want two witnesses for this. To get the entire Quran. But Allah made it that after 23 years, every paper, every bark, every leaf, wherever it was scattered, it somehow managed to come. When you look at this Quran, you will say that this is what is called, and we will look after this. We will look after it. They never thought it must be preserved, it must be preserved, it must be preserved. Almighty Allah made them write it. Allah looked after it. And the day Allah wanted it to come out, how it came out. An-Najmu Thaqib, when the star pierces darkness, you'll wonder how it happened. In kullu nafsin lamma 'alayha hafiz. He says, you might be worrying about who's going to protect Islam. Allah Ta'ala said, forget Islam. There is not a single soul, except on the soul Allah has put a protector. When every person has a protector, then where do you think Islam doesn't have its protector? It's like a person says, this is my son. Someone says, look after your son. He laughs. He says, my friend, I'm looking after your son. You know last night where your son went? Do you know? I know. You know, they almost mugged him last night. I saved him. You think I'm not going to look after my son? No, I'm looking after your son, your grandson, your nephew. You think I won't look after my son? Allah Ta'ala says, there's not a single soul. Except on that soul, Allah has put a protector. So where do you think Islam doesn't have its protector? Illa alayha hafiz. فَلْيَنْظُرِ الْإِنسَانُ مِمَّ خُلِقُ. And if you think, I don't think I got a protector. Where's my protector? Allah Ta'ala says, let every man look at what he was created from. And then he will know who protected him. فَلْيَنْظُرِ الْإِنسَانُ مِمَّ خُلِقُ. خُلِقَ مِمَّا إِنْ دَافِقُ. He was created from a water that just spurted out. When that sperm came, from that moment onwards, who took that sperm into that entire cycle? Where it had to reach? What had to happen? How the egg had to open up? How it had to hang? How it had to stay for a period? How it had to grow in a period of place of darkness? How the child had to come out from an area which normally would have squeezed the life out of the child. But the child came out alive. How that mother then took the child. How milk was created for the child. how the child, you would see it moving. Every now and then you said, what if the child fell? The brain is so weak, the head is so weak, the hands are so weak. The child wakes up at night. How will anyone know the child is awake? Allah would teach it how to call, when to call. Then the child starts crawling. He could have crawled towards the toilet and fell in the toilet. Something makes him stop and he crawls towards the kitchen. The mother comes, she gets shocked, what he's doing here? He could have gone in any direction, but Allah would bring him in the right direction. Then he starts walking, taking one step, two step. He can fall backwards, he can hit his head, that's the end. But Allah lets his body survive, he moves in the right direction. There's a stove there, it's hot. If Allah wants to, he'll go and burn himself, game over. But he moves in the other direction. That small child, no one is looking after him. In kullu nafsin, there is not a single nafs. That nafs was me and you also. We were nothing and we still nothing. On top of us there's one protector. When we got a protector, that's how he's surviving. On the broad scale, do you think Islam can't survive? فَلْيَنْظُرِ الْإِنسَانُ مِمَّ خُلِقَ مِنْ مَاءٍ دَافِقٍ يَخْرُجُ مِنْ بَيْنِ الصُّلْبِ وَالتَّرَائِمِ إِنَّهُ عَلَىٰ رَجْعِهِ لَقَادِرٍ. And Allah says, understand that that same sperm, it became a man, so weak it was. And then it grew so strong. It became a man that started giving sperm for the next person. Sperm became a man who gave sperm for the next man. So strong. And then that strong one went weak again. And a time came when that strong man became old. And then he went. And then Allah Ta'ala says, but everyone knows that Allah can easily bring that man back again. And that's how Qiyamah will happen. Ala rajrihi laqadir. Allah will say, come. And suddenly the man will stand again. That we all know. Now when you come to Islam, Islam started so weak. Islam started so weak. And then Islam rose, 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 until it started giving life to everyone. Everyone. But Allah's system is, Allah's system. And everything that goes up, Allah has made it, it will come down except Allah. So a time came when Islam was so high on the peak. In the year 960 Hijri, the Ottoman Empire were on the brink of breaking through Europe. At that time, the Muslim Khalif could write a letter to the King of France that you people, you're playing your music too loud. My Muslims are coming there and getting influenced. If you don't stop it in your land, I will have to come and stop it in your land. A Muslim leader could write that. It was so strong at that. Constantinople was their center, unbreakable. Muslims broke through it. They had written, Caesar, whoever rules from Constantinople is called Caesar. Muhammad al-Fatih took over. He said, I'm I Caesar now. They changed the whole constitution. The Christians had to change the constitution. They had something called the Roman Empire. Because he took over Constantinople, they broke the whole empire. He said, the end of the Roman Empire. End of it. 960, when Muslims reached, there was a man called Suleiman the Great. How high? But Allah's system is, besides Allah, even Islam had to come down. It's the exam of this world. They went high in Badr, they had to come down for Uhud. They had to come. But, how Allah says, like how that dead man, when Allah will say, rise again, how he rises? Suddenly. When Allah will say to Islam, rise. Just like how the old, the dead, everything rises on the command of Allah. Islam is going to rise in a unique manner. Ala raj'ihi laqadir. يَوْمَ تُبْلَ السَّرَائِرِ. The dead man will rise when? On the day when secrets will be made open to the world. That is called the day of Qiyamah. Islam will rise when? On the day when secrets in this world will be exposed in front of all. Meaning there's a lot of liars. There has been a lot of liars. Hypocrites have caused more harm to Islam than the outside kafir. People who showed themselves, I'm the ambassador of faith, history would show them you were the biggest liar. People who people looked up to and said, you my support, after 20 years they realized you were the biggest liar. Biggest liar. The Ottoman leader was a very good man, right at the ending, Sultan Abdul Hamid. Sultan Abdul Hamid found himself surrounded by modern scholars. And then there was one fiery scholar who spoke a lot about the jazba, the feeling for Islam, how Islam must fight again to get back its power. Sultan Abdul Hamid, he said, he wrote himself, there's only one scholar I can really put my trust in. And he mentioned his name. I read his, what he wrote. And I also read about that scholar, in who he put all his trust. At that time, very few people knew what was known as Freemasons. Very few people knew. Today, people understand Freemason is a Dajjali, a satanic lobby. That very scholar who he put all his faith in, that scholar was a Freemason. That scholar became the reason why Al-Azhar became from the rose of Islam to what Al-Azhar is today. When everyone in the world could give fatwa that now is the time for Muslim militaries to at least stand up for that land, from Al-Azhar the fatwa will come, no, we have to be loyal to Israel. That scholar was the inspiration to Azhar changing completely. But who, the one who Sultan Abdul Hamid said, if I can trust one scholar, it's this one. How much of liars they are. Hypocrites, where and where they came. A day will come in this world when secrets will open up. It will, names will come out. He was part of, I trusted him. How much of effort the enemies have made? How much of effort? A day will come when secrets will be exposed, people will be shocked. But no one can ever stop Islam's rise. Allah will make it happen. فَمَا لَهُ مِن قُوَّةٍ وَلَا نَاصِرٍ. The dead man, to stop Allah making him stand, will never have power. And for the world to stop Allah making Islam rise, no one will have power. When Allah will say, rise, you can do what you want to stop it. It will just happen. فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ قُوَّةٍ وَلَا نَاصِرٍ. Now listen to the last of the surah. Because me and you, now we're hearing something's going to happen. But again we see nothing happening. Look at the next oath. وَالسَّمَاءِ ذَاتِ الرَّجْعِ وَالْأَرْضِ ذَاتِ الصَّدْعِ. By the oath of the sky towards which a lot of things return. And by the oath of the earth which just opens up. Opens up meaning grass comes out. But you're not seeing it happening. Have you ever seen the earth opening and a plant coming out? Walking around you'll see there's no plant and a few weeks later you'll see the plant. But you'll never see the earth opening. You'll never see it. You'll never see earth opening up and the plant coming out. And then earth saying, right, enough. You'll never see the earth opening. But everyone knows if the earth never opened, how did that bud come out? And everyone knows something is going in the sky. What we call today evaporation. But if someone says, but where is it? You say, you can't see it. That Allah that sent rain tells the water, come back. When the rain is coming down, everyone sees it. But when it is going up, وَالسَّمَاءِ ذَاتِ الرَّجْعِ, by the oath of that sky towards which things return, as evaporation is taking place, we all know the clouds are getting full. But when we say, but I can't see water rising, we would say, you can't see it, but no, it's happening. At the moment in the world, the clouds for the reign of Islam are being prepared. But we cannot see anything happening. We cannot see anything. But when the promise is that when the rain starts, before that rain starts, you need things to be happening. That things are happening in such a manner in the world that we are looking at the evaporation at the moment. But just because we can't see the effect of it, sometimes we think nothing is rising. This war of Gaza has created such a revolution in the world. I would say in the past it is the blood of the martyrs that waters the gardens of Islam. At the moment we're seeing it, you travel into the world and you will just see Islam becoming stronger. Just you will see Islam becoming stronger. You will see more and more people coming to the masjid. You will see new faces. Every time you go to a town, you'll hear that we bought that church now. Then they said, stop selling the churches. So now we bought that club now. In Britain, they passed a law, churches must not be sold anymore. Just the other day, I went somewhere else, they told me we bought this church, another country. We bought that church. At a place where once upon a time, there was no Muslim. I went to one place, they used to read Juma on Sunday, about 70 years ago. Juma on Sunday, because there was no one to tell them you have to read Juma on Friday. Then someone passed away. Someone passed away. Now they never know what to do with his body. So the non-Muslim tells them that what must I do with this body? He's a Muslim. And the Muslim, they say, I also don't know. Let me phone my friends overseas. He phones overseas, says, someone passed away, what must I do? He says, you have to bury him out. He says, how you bury? He says, you need the janazah. He says, how you need janazah? Then this group felt shy. That non-Muslim is telling them, take the body, they don't know what, they believe you take the body. They felt shy. They said, you know what? The only person who can bury this dead man, and just now I die and you die, and we'll be sitting by that non-Muslim, let's find a bodhisattva. So they said, where you find a bodhisattva? Said, India. So they make a phone call, you've got bodhisattva, India had enough bodhisattvas. Say, find one bodhisattva who can bury the dead. They brought the alim not to teach the living. They brought the alim not to teach the living. They brought him to bury the dead. Even their intention was wrong. Even their intention. But when he lands, first thing he says, Juma. He says, Juma on Sunday. Juma in the Arabic language, you get first day, second day, third day, fourth day, fourth day, then you get Juma. It comes in the number. It's Juma, Friday. They have Sunday. Say, how can you have Juma on Sunday? He said, no one will come Friday. Friday we got business. He says, no way. We have eating on Friday. They start saying we should have kept him in India. That's how it started. That is about 70 years ago. 70, 75 around. You can't even believe at that time so much ignorance. And in that same place he's speaking about, look at this Darul Uloom now. And look how many boys are graduating from Bukhari. When that piercing star comes in the land of total darkness, suddenly you come and you say the whole thing lit up. How did it happen? You say the sky rose without any support. Without any support. Yusuf alayhi salam was in the prison when Allah wanted him to rise, the king had to pull him out. He had to do nothing. The king said, please come out. He said, hold on. When Islam is going to rise without any support, it's already rising. But you don't see the evaporation, but know it's happening. It's happening. The hearts of the world at the moment is inclining towards Islam. It happened once, it's going to happen again. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's war with the people of Makkah continued. It continued in Medina, continued. Then people started telling the Arabs that, are you not convinced that he is the Nabi of Allah? The Arabs would say, we know it is, but we're just waiting to see the outcome. We're just waiting. He says, if he conquers Makkah, he's the Nabi of Allah. They were following the whole thing. You think they're not following. They were following the whole thing. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam just conquered Makkah. There was no need now send people for Dawah. He just conquered Makkah. And the next year was known as the years of delegations. Every tribe is rushing to come and say, Weary Kalima, Weary Kalima. Say, who gave you Dawah? We were following it. The whole world at the moment is following what's happening in Islam at the moment. They're following it more than me and you are following. I went to one place. The Muslim said, this place, the mayor is a non-Muslim. Every week, they have a demonstration in protesting against what's happening in Palestine, in Gaza. He says that mayor has not missed one of those. That Muslim said, you know, we get Josh, Jazba. We were there for a few, then we get tired. He said, every week. He said, then the time came, the non-Muslim came to the Muslims. And he says, I don't see you all there. You all must come and give support. He's telling me that Allah must give that man hidayah. Then he asked me, what makes a non-Muslim make this his mission? He's a non-Muslim. He supposed to say, this got nothing to do with me. But when Allah wants things to happen, a lot of things happen. That evaporation is taking place at the moment. Just because we can't see it, don't think it's not happening. وَالْأَرْضِ ذَاتِ الصَّدْ By the qasam, the oath of the earth, you don't see it opening it up, but you know something is coming out. Look in the world. Look in the world. We can't see anything happening. But every few days when you look, another masjid is coming up. Every few days, another boy finished hips. Another Ali has graduated. In another country, a Jamaat is going. Another country, a revolution has taken place. Another country has kicked away the enemy. A new military has risen. But you're not seeing anything happening. Nothing is happening, but the grass is coming out. The grass is coming out. As the earth opens so silently, and things happen. And then after autumn you come, and you see everything is green. And you see where all this came from. Islam's rise is going to be like that. The rise of Islam so silent. وَالْأَرْضِ ذَاتِ الصَّدْعِ إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلٌ فَصْلٌ وَمَا هُوَ بِالْهَزْمِ Allah says, indeed, this is a decisive point. وَمَا هُوَ بِالْهَزْمِ We're not talking any jokes. And when we're saying it's going to happen, don't say, how can it happen? It says, قَوْلٌ فَصْلٌ This is something that's a decisive point. إِنَّهُمْ يَكِيدُونَ كَيْدًا وَأَكِيدُ كَيْدًا That they are plotting a lot. But I also have my plans. إِنَّهُمْ يَكِيدُونَ كَيْدًا They are plotting a lot. They don't want Islam to rise. وَأَكِيدُ كَيْدًا But I also am plotting. I have my plans. إِنَّهُمْ يَكِيدُونَ كَيْدًا وَأَكِيدُ كَيْدًا فَمَحْهِلِ الْكَافِرِينَ أَمْهِلْهُمْ رُوَيْدًا That you also give a little grace to the disbelievers. Because the only reason they surviving is because I'm giving them grace. أَمْهِلْهُمْ Otherwise they'll be gone. They will be gone. Because you also give them grace. The one saying, why they still survive? I'm giving them grace. How it ended, how it started. Like the sky that needs no support. As for them, they are only surviving because Allah says, I'm letting them survive. When the time comes, you're going to see the rise of Islam. May Allah tabarakallah in His kindness allow all of us to rise with the rise of Islam. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyi al-kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Because Talisab's was Samai wa Khalik was inspirational for this one. He has to end again with Samai wa Khalik.
believe inshallah two things. But you heard of the explanation. Little Arabic you know here and there. You try and put it in place. Sama means the sky. And whatever else you can get little. And if you don't get after such a long explanation, then feel bad. Feel bad that for so many years Allah gave me a chance to understand His Quran, and still I can't understand even half a page after a 1 hour lecture about it. It means that I got some work to do before I die. Some way or the other, I must start understanding a little of this Quran. And when intention is made, Allah will create ways. When you're hearing it, if you understand it, appreciate and say, I need to learn more. And if you're not understanding it, feel bad and say, I better start it.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والسماء والطارق وما أدراك ما الطارق النجم الثاقب إن كل نفس لما عليها حافظ فلينظر الإنسان مما خلق خلق من ماء دافق يخرج من بين الصلب والترائب إنه على رجعه لقادر يوم تبلى السرائر فما له من قوة ولا ناصر والسماء والأرض ذات الصدع إنه لقول فصل وما هو بالهزل إنهم يكيدون كيدا وأكيد كيدا فمهل الكافرين أمهلهم رويدا. والسماء والطارق وما أدريك ما الطارق النجم الثاقب إن كل نفس لما عليها حافظ فلينظر الإنسان مما خلق خلق من ماء دافق يخرج من بين الصلب والترائب إنه على رجعه لقادر يوم تبلى السرائر فما له من قوة ولا ناصر والسماء ذات الرجع والأرض ذات الصدع إنه لقول فصل وما هو بالهزل إنهم يكيدون كيدا وأكيد كيدا فمهل الكافرين أمهلهم رويدا صدق الله العظيم.
أجمعين. الحمد لله رب العالمين.